And hello, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jose, and I'm grateful to be here with you guys for the day. So before we get started, we're going to do our announcements like we always do. If you guys are not following us on our social media links, that's at Wild About Animals at Facebook. And I put the Twitter one in there, even though I know I don't use it, but it's still there. At Facebook and Twitter at wildaboutanimals.com is a great way to stay connected, be a part of the wild family. Also included in that, if you go to both media links that I just said before, included in that, there'll be a link somewhere on there where you can submit your guys' questions and I can answer them live while the show is going on. I'm also including in that if there's any happy birthday shout-outs, anybody you want me to call out, all that good stuff, that's also included in that. And how is everybody doing today? I hope everyone is having a great week. I do hope you're achieving your goals. For those of us who live in the South, Alabama, Louisiana, and the Mississippi Gulf Coast specifically, I hope you guys are having a great Mardi Gras. I got the chance to experience it this past Sunday. I didn't get the chance to do Fat Tuesday this year because I had to work, unfortunately. But again, I hope everyone is having a safe and a happy Mardi Gras. I hope you guys are catching all the moon pies, all the beads, all that good stuff. So, with that being said, if you guys do hear some background noise, the reason why that is because, number one, most of my recording goes on Wednesday. Usually, I record as soon as I get home from Wednesday, but I'm actually recording on Tuesday, but you guys are hearing this on Wednesday because I have to take my grandmother to the doctor for a doctor's appointment after work, and there's a couple of things I have to do after work anyway, and so I was like, I don't want to miss another week, and I'm going to tell you guys, last week, really the only reason why was just there was a lot of stuff that was going on, and I just needed to gather my thoughts. So, but other than that, so there, this is basically our Wednesday show. I'm just, if you hear some extra noises that you're not used to, it's because I'm recording at night, and sometimes, you know, grandparents, they will make, and, you know, yell at each other, make noises, and forget that, you know, we're in a house. But that's neither here nor there. So, with today, we're going to talk about the interesting topic about endangered species and extinct animals. Basically, just a little discussion. I would love to go into it thoroughly more, but I think what I might do is, since we're in like a crunch time, now that I'm thinking about it, what I'll probably do is, this will be part one where I kind of just give like the basic facts and information of these importance of saving endangered animals and the impact, you know, the impact that it can have. And then part two will be my deep thoughts about it as best I can. We'll probably have to do part two next Tuesday as well, because there's stuff going on next Wednesday as well. So, but I'll figure it out as we go, but one day at a time. So you guys stay put. We'll be right back after this break, all right? Hey guys, this is Jose from Wild About Animals. I just wanted to throw this in and be like, if you guys have any requests for any future podcasts, make sure you leave them on Facebook, and then I'll make sure I put them on a list, and I'll let you guys go over there. Back to the show we go. Okay, guys, I hope you're ready, and we're going to dive right in. So, we've probably talked about this on one of our other deeper discussion podcasts, but basically, to give you guys a perspective of what exactly an endangered animal is, it's basically an animal that its numbers have declined because of numerous factors. Human involvement is usually the main cause of it, but sometimes it could be the introduction of an invasive species. Sometimes it could be two species actually crossbreeding and creating a new animal that's a lot stronger than both parent species and can wipe out the population, or just sometimes deforestation, other things like that. Now, I'm pretty sure you guys have heard, you know, everyone's like, save the whales or save the elephants or all those other things. Well, there's a reason that people are hooping and hollering about the importance of saving the endangered species that are in the world today. And we're going to give you just a little roundabout of why this is important. Last year, in 2022, there's recorded now, 7 animals that went extinct of last year. Now, in your mind, you're probably saying, well, 7 animal species, that's really not a lot. Well, obviously, every year, there's animal species that go extinct every year, you know, again, often due to human activity. You know, and there's a lot of organizations out there that try to preserve them, or with zoos nowadays that have breeding programs that try to breed these animals and introduce them back into wildlife. You know, some animals have been saved because of this, and some animals can't be. that were going to go over the seven that have been recorded to be extinct of last year. One of those is a Chinese paddlefish. Now, basically, in the Yangtze River in China, that's in like 1981 is when they started building dams and stuff, and that cut off the paddlefish's migration route to the river, effectively doing the species. And basically, an individual hasn't been spotted since 2003. Now, that led to them being officially considered extinct last year, but there was always these excursions to try to see at least if there was any species that were hidden. But as of this date right now, the giant Chinese sturgeon, or the Chinese paddlefish, is considered extinct as of last year. Another one is the Yangtze sturgeon, another fish native to China, which was declared last year as well, which is basically, there's a combination of why it went extinct. Overfishing, the dams, pollution, habitat degradation, all that other stuff. And again, it hasn't been seen in years, and there's been, you know, scientists have gone, tried to find the species, they haven't been able to find it. And that is, you know, sad news. But again, that's another species that we did lose last year. Another one, the mountain mist frog. It's a species of frog that was living in Australia, but they've been declared extinct as of last year. The last species hasn't been seen since 1990, and there have been extensive searches to find this frog species. The main cause of it is, again, habitat loss, and there was also a spread of a certain fungus which affects many amphibian populations worldwide, you know. And with this is, you know, with this being said, that's another species that we did lose, you know, because of human intervention and also some natural causes as well. Now, I'm probably going to pronounce this wrong, so no one come for me. But the Kuti tree snail is a species of snail native to the French Polynesians, but it's been declared extinct. The last time the species was even seen recording was like in 1934. And it believed it kind of gradually died out because of hybridization of another introduced species. Like I was stating before, sometimes this does happen when two animals of the, you know, same species come into the environment together. They sometimes cross and breed a hybrid, which becomes stronger than both the parents. Thus, it can overpower and overcompete with the parents, and then that new species takes over while the two original species die out. But basically, this is just another example of that, and we did lose this species of snail last year. Another animal we lost, the giant Atlas barbel, a fish that was endemic to Morocco, basically declared extinct last year. Basically, what happened with this is domestic waste pollution. If you guys haven't noticed a pattern here, there's a lot of human intervention with this, or not intervention, of activity that have increased these things. A huge amount of unsustainable water extraction for irrigation. And basically, this animal hasn't been seen since 2001. So basically, this animal was a big loss of species diversity in Morocco. Now, this one was one that I did not know about, because this is actually where I do live. The ivory-billed woodpecker was a woodpecker that was native to the southern United States and Cuba, and is possibly extinct as of last year. Now, these animals have been found. They were found in large numbers in multiple places. But basically, the last sighting of this animal, like in Louisiana, this is on record, it was 1944, while the last universal accepted sighting of a Cuban ivory-billed woodpecker occurred in 1987. Now, they were officially rediscovered there the prior year, but there hasn't been any sights of them since. So now they've been, you know, by the International Union of Conservation of Nature, they have listed them as extinct as of last year. And basically, main reason was habitat destruction and hunting, which has drastically reduced their populations. Another one, which kind of, I didn't know, the dugong is functionally extinct in Chinese waters. Now, when you say an animal is functionally extinct, what that means is, like, you know, this animal is not found in China's waters. There's still dugongs out and about, but they're just not found in China. They used to be there, but they've all just disappeared. But anyway, with that, and that's also with industrialization, you know, pollution in the water, other things. But so you can't find dugongs in China. Now, with that being said, dugongs are still, they do exist. They just don't exist in China. That's what I mean by functionally extinct. Now, with that being said, we basically with just last year alone, 7 animal species, 1, you know, is functionally extinct. You know, now if we go back to 2021, we lost 22 animals that year. Now, I'm not going to go into detail about what all those animals are. You can go and look those up yourself. But the main thing that I think I want to express to everybody is, why is it important that we save and protect these endangered species? Well, a lot of your favorite animals are considered endangered. Elephants, rhinos, gorillas, orangutans, giant pandas, tigers, you know, the list goes on. And the thing about it is like, I've always, and I've voiced this so many times, that I've always felt that it is important that we try to preserve these animal species, because not only do they require some ecological importance to any ecosystem that they're in, there's a lot of animals and there's a lot of plants that are also going extinct that can also help with medical research as well. Not to mention the amount of information and knowledge that can come by studying these animals. And I've always said that for a child to see these animals in person, to see their behaviors in a natural aspect, and to get the full importance of why nature is important, is also good too. You know, I feel zoos do a pretty good job, but I think if it was more of a natural setting for the animals, you could get the full effect, if that makes any sense. The good news is, you know, that some laws have been passed, some acts have been made by governments around the world, you know, to try to prevent this halt or the rapid loss of plants and animals. Now, even though that's been said and done, that doesn't mean that it has been followed through all the way. I do feel like ecological and endangered species things, ignore my phone. I do feel like they do kind of get the back burner, because a lot of people either don't know or just don't care. And I especially feel with the media today, and this is just from my experience in America, it definitely doesn't get pushed. We more focus on what the local celebrities are doing or government officials when the planet around us is basically dying. You know, all these animals could be saved. All of these animals could have been saved. The problem is we just don't care. Now, I'm not saying all of us don't care. There's people like me who do care. But I honestly feel like there are times where I sit there and I'm like, do or does the population actually care? Because let me just lay it down for you. Last year, we lost 7 animal species. The year before that, we lost 22. And as the years go on, then the numbers could go up and up and up. I mean, at this point now, it's like, sure, these are animals you've probably never heard about. But sooner or later, it's going to get to the point where it's going to be animals that you know that are going to be gone. And the thing about it is, it's like, this could affect you in a lot more ways than you think it can. I'm going to use an example. So a lot of things you heard that I was mentioning was, you know, things that were habitat destruction or overfishing. Okay, let me just give you an example. Let's say, for those who live on the coast, obviously seafood is a big delicacy. Obviously, if you overfish, you know, you deplete, you know, food that you like to eat. You know, now I'm not saying like fishing is bad, you know, but I think fishing in a, what's the word? Like, not overdoing it, but doing it in fair quantity is fine. But anyway, just when you overfish a fish species and you basically take it out the ecosystem, you are not only affecting you with that, because you are also affecting other fish or any other animals that eat those fish that we are overfishing, thus affecting that ecosystem as a whole. And I feel like people don't really think about that at all. Like, each species that is lost triggers the loss of other species within that ecosystem. And not only that, we depend on a healthy ecosystem to purify the environment. without all these healthy forests, the grasslands, the oceans, the rivers, you will not have clean air, water, or land. It's basically, it's like you're trashing and destroying the very thing that is keeping us alive. Because I've said it before and I'll say it again, you know, it's very important that the rainforest doesn't get cut down, because a good chunk, mighty good chunk of our oxygen comes from those rainforests. The biodiversity of the rainforest is so important because there's animal species that we have never seen before that could possibly be living in there. And we may never even get to see them with the loss of habitat that they're experiencing. And I know that's like, you know, a lot to take in if, you know, if you're following where I'm going. But I really do feel like there's need to be more of an importance of endangered species prevention. There needs to be more laws. There needs to be more movements, you know, and you're probably sitting there, well, Jose, what can I do to help? There's tons and, like I said, there's tons and tons of organizations where you can donate. You can actually volunteer, you know. You can even take your own time to go and learn about the importance of maintaining the ecosystem and even see a current modern update time list of animals that are listed as endangered or vulnerable. And what can you do to help? And I know for what people are saying, like, well, has there been any, you know, thing that has helped? Well, there has been some prime examples. I will actually give you one now. I don't remember the exact time or the time period, but there was a time when gray wolves were hunted to near extinction in Yellowstone National Park. What that caused was the elk population boomed. It was just, the elks were there, they were booming, but the problem with the elks, with their population booming and no predators being able to eat them, was that the elks actually started eating all of the trees. And basically that was destroying the national park. So what happened? So how did they fix that? Well, basically they started reintroducing gray wolves into the ecosystem very slowly, very shortly. And with the gray wolves being introduced back into the ecosystem, that controlled the elk population. Thus, the trees could start growing back. Basically, what I'm telling you is one animal being taken out of the ecosystem can affect the entire ecosystem as a whole. There's a lot of benefits that come with that. And again, if you feel like you can't help, you actually have more power and more help, not help, but ability to help than you think you do. Like I said, take your time. Go learn about wildlife conservation. Go volunteer. Go to your local government, you know, learn what they're doing with environmental laws, especially with endangered species. You know, do what you can. Or if you are very passionate about it, you can actually get a career in this as well. You know, I feel like this is a very passionate topic for me because most people don't even know. I'm pretty sure if I were to ask any random stranger, how many animals do you think went extinct last year? Nobody could give me a proper answer because they probably don't even know. They probably don't even know that it did when they extinct, you know. And I feel like that's the thing that we are lacking as human beings is compassion and understanding of what is going on. And when I say in the world around us, I do not mean in the social media world. I mean in the natural environment world that we live in. Because we are so stuck in our phones, what's going on in social media, what the next celebrity is doing, that we do not take the time to see what is going on in our own backyard. And I've always felt that we probably will not see it until it is too late. Until we actually finally hear that giant pandas are gone, or that we finally hear that elephants are finally gone, you know, it's going to be too late. And it's going to be too late to turn back time to actually to fix it. Because at the end of the day, regardless of how you know, you may feel that, you know, the animals had the earth before we did. History kind of shows that if you dive into it, you know, prehistoric history and all that good stuff. And if I offended somebody by saying that, you know, that's just my opinion, you know, but put that soapbox over there. So With that being said, that is my little discussion for the day. I don't know if there'll be a part two. We'll just have to wait and see if I have more to say. But I do hope you guys did learn something about this. Like I said, take your time, go research, go, you know, look up the information. There's tons of foundations, organizations you can donate. You know, just, I think knowledge is power. And when you learn more, you can do better. But with that being said, guys, I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. For those who, you know, who are doing Mardi Gras, you know, there are, you know, after today, you know, I hope you did enjoy it. Y'all be safe out there. I love you all so much. Y'all stay wild, and we will see y'all next week.